2022学年奉贤区第二学期高三英语练习卷听力部分现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. How often should a person exercise?
Doctors recommend 30 minutes a day, but I think twice a week is okay.
Question. How often does the woman think a person should exercise?
2. Excuse me, sir, have you got any books on marine life? I've been looking for them everywhere, but I can't find any.
Okay, let me check our computer. Books on marine life. Sorry, I'm afraid we've sold out. Question. Where does the conversation most probably happen? 3.I'd like to buy these four greeting cards. Are they 10 yuan each?
Three of them are, but the smaller ones cost only half the price of the big ones.
Question. How much will the man pay for the cards? 4. If you can make up your mind about the color, I can start on the outside of your house early next week.
Well...Right now, I think I want white for the window frames and yellow for the walls, but I will let you know tomorrow.
Question. Who is the woman talking to?
5. Do you prefer shopping online or offline?
I'm way too lazy to go to a physical store. Question. What does the man imply?
6. Do you think Edward will get here on time for the job interview?
If he doesn't, nobody will. Question. What does the man mean? 7. Mary, why did you decide to quit your former job?
That's because of the journey. It took me about 2 hours to get to work. I felt exhausted every day.
Question.Why did the woman want to change her job?
Eight. Oh dear, I gained these 10 pounds in the last 3 months. None of my clothes fit anymore.
Don't worry, you look much better now. In fact, you can gain another 5 pounds and still look good. Question. What does the man mean?9. I'm just glad that all the exams are over. How about your examination?
Oh, it went really well. I owe you a treat for that.
Question. What can we infer from the conversation? 10. I just received an email from one of my former classmates.I was surprised because I hadn't heard from him for ages.
Well, I've been out of touch with most of my old friends. Only one or two still draw me a line occasionally.
Question. What does the woman mean?
section B. Directions. In section B, you will hear two passages and one longer conversation.After each passage or conversation, you will be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
London's Eggs and Bread Cafe offers boiled egg, toast, jam, and bacon, as well as tea, coffee, and orange juice. But at the end of the meal, customers don't have to worry about the bills. Hungry customers can pay whatever amount they can afford to eat at the cafe, or nothing at all. Owner Guy Wilson says his cafe aims to build community rather than profits. He wants to provide a bridge for people to connect in an area that has been divided by class and wealth, by providing affordable breakfasts. The cafe is open in the mornings every day of the year and has two members of staff or supervisors on shift every day. The cafe doesn't use volunteers but pays its staff to ensure consistency in its service. It doesn't take donations and doesn't want to be seen as a charity. Mr. Wilson says when people start to know other people around them, they realize they are not that different. And whatever their financial background or their educational background, most people will have something in common with each other. He says it's important that his cafe can offer its customers security and relax. Now listen again, please.
London's Eggs and Bread Cafe offers boiled eggs, toast, jam, and bacon, as well as tea, coffee, and orange juice. But at the end of the meal, customers don't have to worry about the bills. Hungry customers can pay whatever amount they can afford to eat at the cafe, or nothing at all. Owner Guy Wilson says his cafe aims to build a community rather than profits. He wants to provide a bridge for people to connect in an area that has been divided by class and wealth, by providing affordable breakfasts. The cafe is open in the mornings every day of the year, and has two members of staff or supervisors on shift every day. The cafe doesn't use volunteers, but pays its staff to ensure consistency in its service. It doesn't take donations and doesn't want to be seen as a charity. Mr. Wilson says, when people start to know other people around them, they realize they are not that different. And whatever their financial background or their educational background, most people will have something in common with each other. He says it's important that his cafe can offer his customers security and relax.
Questions. 11. What does Guy Wilson say his cafe aims to do? Which of the following is true about Eggs and Bread Cafe? 13. What happens when people start to know each other, according to Guy Wilson? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Like fine food, good writing is something we approach with pleasure and enjoy from the first taste to the last. And good writers, like good cooks, do not suddenly appear overnight. Quite the contrary, just as the cook has to receive an intensive training, the writer must sit at his desk and devote long hours to achieving a style in his writing. You may be sure that the more painstaking the effort, the more effective the writing, and the more rewarding. Maybe there are a few managers who are lucky enough to have their secretaries to take care of all kinds of letter writing. But for most of us, we have to do it ourselves. We have to write school papers, business papers, or home papers. We are constantly called on to put words to paper. It would be difficult to count the exact number of all the words we write, but the figure must be enormous. What's more, everyone expects that his writing will be read. We want to arouse and hold the interest of the readers. We want whatever we write to be read, from first word to last, not just to throw into some letters to be read file or into a waste paper basket. This is the reason why we should spare no efforts to learn and practice the skills of effective writing. Now listen again, please.
Like a fine food, good writing is something we approach with pleasure and enjoy from the first taste to the last. And good writers, like good cooks, do not suddenly appear overnight. Quite the contrary, just as a cook has to receive an intensive training, the writer must sit at his desk and devote long hours to achieving a style in his writing. You may be sure that the more painstaking the effort, the more effective the writing, and the more rewarding. Maybe there are few managers who are lucky enough to have their secretaries to take care of all kinds of letter writing. But for most of us, we have to do it ourselves. We have to write school papers, business papers, or home papers. We are constantly called on to put words to paper. It would be difficult to count the exact number of all the words we write, but the figure must be enormous. What's more, everyone expects that his writing will be read. We want to arouse and hold the interest of the readers. We want whatever we write to be read, from first word to last, not just thrown into some letters to be read file or into a waste paper basket. This is the reason why we should spare no efforts to learn and practice the skills of effective writing.
Questions. 14. Why does the speaker compare good writing to fine food? Fifteen. Why don't some managers have to do any letter writing? 16. What's the main idea of the passage? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Yes, I'm all right. I just had a fall. The ground is so slippery.
Did you get hurt?
No big deal. Don't worry.
Good, you scared me. Thankfully, you have worn pads to protect your elbows and knees.
Sorry, could you please help me up? I have difficulty standing up by myself with the skis on.
Sure, if this is your first time skiing, you should take the beginner's class for some basic techniques.
Really? Do they have a class like that here?
Yes, the coach will teach you how to walk, slide, turn, slow down, and stop. You can ask the staff over there for more details. Learning the fundamentals is a safe way to go. I think you should give it a shot.
Okay, thanks. I will try it later. Skiing seems to be more difficult than skating. It's not that easy to move over snow.
You can skate?
Yup, it's my favorite sport. I learned to ice skate when I was in university.
Cool, maybe you can teach me someday.
No problem. Once you are good at skating on the ground, you can try ice skating.
Wow, I can't wait to buy a pair of skates now.
Now listen again, please.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Yes, I'm all right. I just had a fall. The ground is so slippery.
Did you get hurt?
No big deal. Don't worry.
Good, you scared me. Thankfully, you have worn pads to protect your elbows and knees.
Sorry, could you please help me up? I have difficulty standing up by myself with the skis on.
Sure, if this is your first time skiing, you should take the beginner's class for some basic techniques.
Really? Do they have a class like that here?
Yes, the coach will teach you how to walk, slide, turn, slow down, and stop. You can ask the staff over there for more details. Learning the fundamentals is a safe way to go. I think you should give it a shot.
Okay, thanks. I will try it later. Skiing seems to be more difficult than skating. It's not that easy to move over snow.
You can skate?
Yup, it's my favorite sport. I learned to ice skate when I was in university.
Cool, maybe you can teach me someday.
No problem. Once you are good at skating on the ground, you can try ice skating.
Wow, I can't wait to buy a pair of skates now.
Questions. 17. What can we learn about the man? 18. What does the woman suggest the man do? 19. Which of the following is not a basic technique in skiing? What is the woman planning to do next?
听力部分到此结束，请大家继续答题，并注意答题卡上的题目编号。